to Victoria now, and the Premier, Jacinta Allen, has warned the fire threat has not passed, with at least one blaze still uncontained. One man has been confirmed killed and hundreds of structures have been destroyed by fires over the last few days. The Victorian Farmers Federation says livestock losses, now estimated to be more than 15,000, are expected to increase. Helen Haynes is the independent member for Indi, an electorate which takes in fire-affected communities in Victoria's northeast. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Jade.
Describe what you've been seeing on the ground there in your electorate. How are communities doing in the wake of these fires?
Well, Jade, as you said, my electorate covers off on both the active fires, one in Walwa up in the northeast, in the Tawang Shire, which was, of course, was one of the shires massively affected in the Black Summer fires back in 2019-2020. And then in the southern part of my electorate, the Longwood Fire is affecting the communities of Murrindindi and Strathbogie, and then across the Hume Highway over into the electorate of Nichols. What I'm seeing on the ground is, of course, a massive effort from our volunteer firefighters and Forest Fire Management, SES, all our community groups, and everyday citizens pitching in. There has been enormous loss of agricultural productive land, grasses, crops, over 100,000 hectares in the Longwood Fire. We don't know how much in the Walwa fire area yet. It's hard to determine at this point. The CEO of the Murrindindi Shire told me yesterday that she's expecting around 100 homes have been lost in the Yay, Yark, Alexandra region, around 9 up in the Walwa region. So, and thousands of stock, as you just mentioned, fencing, public infrastructure as well. The little town of Ruffey, of course, in the southern part of my electorate, has been massively affected. So huge losses, people in evacuation centres, people also sheltering with friends and family. So very, very significant.
And a cattle farmer, Max Hobson, has been identified as the man who died in the Longwood fire. This must be such a devastating time for his family and his friends as well.
The most devastating thing that can happen is loss of human life, and I just extend my deepest sympathies and compassion to Mr. Hobson's family. Absolutely heartbreaking that an elderly farmer such as Mr. Hobson, it appears seeking to escape the fire, has lost his life. So the worst possible outcome there, Jade.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the independent member for Indi, Helen Haynes. There were problems with communications during these fires. People have reported not being able to reach their families, also firefighters losing phone service. What more do you know about that, and what do you think needs to be done to prevent similar outages?
This is one of the most common things that I heard yesterday and the day before and days preceding it. Jade, this is a huge challenge in rural and regional Australia where telecommunications at times fail us when we're just going about our everyday work, but it's a matter of life and death in an emergency situation such as this. Now, I don't pretend that it's an easy fix here. When power goes down, when we lose power lines and power poles, we lose our connectivity through our mobile phone network as well. Now, one of the remedies, and it's not a simple fix, but it's part of a solution, is to have minimum 24-hour power backup on our significant towers. Now, this is something I've been campaigning on for a long time. It's something that the Senate Inquiry Connecting Country has recommended, ACCC, in the Bean Review. So I think this is an absolute call from the heart and a call to action from our federal government to fund more into this backup power supply. supply for our mobile phone network. And the second thing about this is that for a couple of years now, the federal government have been promising that they would get on with the telcos having disaster roaming. So irrespective of whether you are with Telstra or TPG or Optus or any network, that in a disaster situation such as this, if the tower that you're relying on is down and there's another tower from another network, you can pick up a signal, and I want to see that fast-tracked.
On another matter, the government has recalled Parliament early to deal with proposed hate speech and gun laws in response to the Bondi terror attack. What is your position on that bill? Will you support it next week?
Well, of course, Jade, I want to support actions that address the appalling situation that occurred in Bondi before Christmas. I have not seen the legislation yet. It is being released today. I haven't had a briefing yet. I've spoken to the Prime Minister's office. A briefing will be coming. So I do not know the detail of that bill to sufficiently say what's clearly there and what's clearly not, but in principle, of course, I wish to support the government and in addressing the appalling hate speech that we have seen flourish in pockets across Australia. Now, I'm also very sympathetic to the amendment that my colleague, the member for Wentworth, Allegra Spender, has put forward. I hope there will be sufficient time in this very truncated sitting of Parliament for there to be nuanced and meaningful debate and the opportunities to work with government to make important legislation even better.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Jade.